between stone piles or whatever.
I honestly don't know what I'm talking about here.
How about eat some crow not be your favorite phrase?
Why am I getting attacked?
They've also interviewed both of them by Mike Pouncey.
What's a Mike Pouncey? CD players, what is this, fucking 2001?
If you would have said he was a top 30 quarterback, you would have been wrong.
He's not good. He grounds into like 400 double plays a year. He's back! Welcome to our seventh and hopefully last episode of Rant City. Back from the dead is Cole S.
What's up, coal miners?
And with us again is Gabes.
Sup, bitches?
Okay, so we have an array of topics to talk about today. Actually, it's a long list. Wow. Okay, our first topics, we'll talk about Chris Davis. He hit his 40th home run last night. What do you think he'll end up, Cole S?
Let's say 53.
What do you think, Gabes? Let's go.
I'm going to say he probably ends up with that 57 to 60, right around in there.
He's not going to hit 20 in 2 months.
He hit like 37 in 2 months. Well, obviously he's riding the hot streak.
Would you say 53, Cole S?
That was my guess, yeah.
Okay, I'll say 54.
I'm sure Ryan Braun was his dealer, so he's going to be cut off for a while.
No, he's still got Tony Bosch out there. So he'll be okay.
No, he doesn't. Because he's shut down too. Well,
he's still got connections. You know he's going to keep dealing on that shit.
Yeah, because once somebody, all these guys are getting suspended for life, I'm just going to keep fucking taking steroids.
Well, first off, nobody's being suspended for life. A-Rod's going to cut a deal with MLB.
Okay, so when he comes out and says that he's fighting it till the bitter end, that means he's going to cut a deal?
Well, that's what's holding it up right now is because they're still working on the parameters of how much money he's going to get. Is what I read the other day.
How much money who is going
to
get?
A-Rod, because he's still trying to fight that he wants to get his money from the Yankees.
Okay.
So, I guess getting back to Chris Davis, yeah, he's going to end up with 57 to 60 home runs.
True or false, MLB is just bailing the Yankees out of that contract.
True.
Very true.
Intentionally. That's the only reason they're doing it.
False.
No.
No, they're doing it for the good of the game, because when the Yankees are good, people watch MLB. Whether you like them or hate them, so they're going to bail them out so they can be good again. They're going to keep him on the hook for $100 million.
Except that doesn't stop the Yankees from spending.
Well, it is now that Brian Cashman says he wants to stay under the luxury tax.
Yeah, but they just steal all their team's minor leaguers, right, Gabes?
Like Carlos Beltran, he's a minor leaguer.
Wow, I knew that was coming back to bite me at some point.
So do you guys think Chris Davis is a fluke? Is he good or is he a fluke?
I think he's a fluke. Nobody ever projected him to have the kind of batting average he has right now.
Which is like 310, 300.
And they said he had decent pop, but this is ridiculous.
Next year, Mark Reynolds. Boom.
That's bad.
That's what he's going to turn into?
Yes.
Okay, Mark Reynolds is really bad.
I thought you were saying like Mark Reynolds would be the next Chris Davis. Just turn it around.
Why would he be saying that? Mark Reynolds is like 40.
He's not 40.
I bet he's 35.
He's old.
No, he's going to be bad.
The only person that's ever been
He's
going to
be bad. He'll probably bat like 250 and he'll have like 35 homers next year.
That's what I pretty much, yeah.
That's better than Mark Reynolds.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Next?
Yep.
Okay, so apparently there was some car commercial on TV and Gabe just loved it.
You have to talk about the car commercial here. Basically, it was this car jumping, what did I say, over a bridge or over a apartment?
You saw it, I don't know.
I can't remember, but I just spazzed on it because the bottom line fine print, all it said is, like, car cannot actually jump over said building or said bridge. It's like, if you have to put that disclaimer on there so some idiot doesn't try it, just let that person buy the car and try it and kill themselves. It's natural selection. Get them out of the gene pool.
They can get sued.
And that's what I said.
Well, that's like McDonald's getting sued for not saying you can get fat from eating our burgers.
Well,
or that kid that just killed his sister using a WWE move. should they not put a disclaimer down so when somebody dies that it's not their fault?
But maybe
you not try this at home?
Well, who's going to honestly go buy, I think it was like a Volkswagen. Who's going to go out and buy a Volkswagen car and try to jump a house?
Who's going to slam their 6-year-old sister's head into the floor?
Are you fucking serious? Somebody did this?
Tombstone piles, or whatever.
Well, that's just
done.
Dumb, right? It's dumb. Yeah.
No, I said done.
I know, but he's saying dumb.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, but
so they put that disclaimer there, so it's not their fault.
Well, yeah,
so that person was dumb enough to do this. So why wouldn't somebody be dumb enough to think he's a daredevil and say, "Oh, that's awesome, I can do that."
If you think about it, though, it's dumb that they even have to put that disclaimer.
It's dumb that they have to, but
if they didn't have to and it did weed out them, I do understand where Gabe's is getting at. But obviously, that's the reason why they do it.
Because somebody should obviously take that little kid and do the tombstone pile driver to him.
So you just want to kill him as well?
Well, I mean, he just killed his little sister doing a WWE.
I actually don't think she died. I think she broke her neck.
So well, she's paralyzed.
Basically, she's done.
Yeah.
Goodbye, quality of life.
So now you're hating on quadriplegics.
No, I'm not hating on quadriplegics. Don't assume that. All I'm saying is the
you
poor
said
girl.
Goodbye life.
Well, she's obviously not going to be able to have the quality of life she had before the injury.
Yeah.
She's so just, I'm not hating on them. I'm feeling bad
you
for
you just
her.
Said that they're basically dead.
Well, I no, you jumped
you could
to
definitely
that.
Just
no,
chill.
You did say that.
You could definitely just chill and watch some TV, dude. How is that bad?
Yeah, but that's what you're going to do for the
I mean,
rest
you,
of your
you
life.
Soak your Depends all day, but I mean...
Dude, besides this podcast, that's what I do now.
Move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Gabe is going to talk about some comment Cole's boy Tebow made. Something about...
Oh, they brought up... Everyone was kind of like waiting around to see what Tebow would say about the Riley Cooper thing. And he goes, "I just have no comment." Well, after everything that's said and done in the NFL, do we have to wait to get approval from Tebow? I mean, it's ridiculous what ESPN people are waiting on.
I don't think they were waiting on it.
Well, do they? So you're saying that with every story, they have to interview Tebow, get his thoughts?
Apparently, that's what they're doing. They did it after Hernandez, and they did it after Riley Cooper.
They were his teammates.
Like they've 10 also, years ago.
They've also interviewed both of them by Mike Pouncey.
What's a Mike Pouncey?
Dude, he was wearing that Free Hernandez hat, and he got jizzed on for it. And now they're asking him...
Jizzed on?
Dude. And then this next one, Riley Cooper making all these racist comments. Mike Pouncey's black, and he's just like, "That's not the real Riley Cooper."
Who is Mike Pouncey? He played college football or something?
Yeah, he's a center for the Dolphins. He's a first-round pick. And
a black center?
Yep.
How many of those are there?
Well, him and his brother.
So there's two?
It's probably a couple of
Was he good?
Yeah.
Did he have dreads?
No. Shaved his head, though. He probably used to have dreads.
So now he's bad. That's why he didn't make the NFL.
He's a center for the Dolphins.
Oh. I thought you said he only played college football.
So he was a first-round pick by the Dolphins.
He did.
Who would know?
Like, who would know? I guess.
Anyone that's listening to this conversation from 5 minutes ago...
Well, since we're already talking about what's-his-nuts, Riley Cooper. What the hell do I have written down here? Okay. Oh, ESPN alerts sending reactions to Riley Cooper being racist, but being too big of a pussy to just come out and say why he said. I honestly don't know what I'm talking about here. Some I must have gotten pissed at an ESPN alert.
ESPN.
But is it relevant for ESPN to send an alert or a text message about Riley Cooper and anything he does or says? He's like fourth string wide receiver.
Well, he's first string now that Macklin got hurt.
He's not first string.
Well,
I was listening to SiriusXM and they were talking.
He's
about
white. He has red hair.
I know.
And long
I know.
Hair.
I know, dude. I agree with you. But I was listening to Sirius and the coach was talking. This was like 2 days before this racist thing happened, and they were saying. And they were saying that he's going to be the new number one receiver.
Well, not number one.
No, DeShaun Jackson will be in the slot. Riley Cooper will be number
one. Yeah, but he'll still be their number one target. Because you're not going to say Riley
Cooper.
Maybe
not, though.
No, because Mike Vick is a lefty, so he can't throw it to DeShaun.
And DeShaun Jackson only goes deep.
You're
not
going to
throw... Yeah?
Well, all I'm saying is I still think their number one receiver is going to be DeShaun, and ESPN is...
What
he should not
have
made the comment.
If you tell me Jason Avant is still floating around that team,
he
I'm
is.
Getting pissed.
He is there.
But I
he
think
is,
Aurelius
he is actually 50.
Aurelius Ben is there. They traded for him. He'll be...
Yep, he's there, but he's terrible.
Decent.
They should sign
is
back.
Is he better than Avant?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
They should sign back Todd Pinkston.
Who?
Todd Pinkston, dude.
Or Freddie Mitchell.
Okay.
I guess we're going to...
What are your thoughts on Riley Cooper?
I guess we're going
and this whole nonsense.
Obviously, he shouldn't have said what he said, but ESPN, you're blowing it way out of proportion. it happened 2 months ago, you get the case or get the video and you just turn it into like the number one story for the last week.
It's not news.
It's not. It's one player said something stupid. He apologized.
How many white players out there have said that? Except that it's not on video. Probably 90% of them.
How stupid is it when you got a camera like 3 inches from your face, you turn to it,
and we're not debating whether or not Riley Cooper is retarded.
Okay,
because he obviously is.
But, yeah, I'm just saying it's just they're overblowing this whole story that isn't even a story.
What do you think, Cole S?
I don't even know why we talked about it. They're less ESPN.
I'm kind of with Cole on this one.
So you don't want to talk about anything?
Well,
I don't want to talk about Riley Cooper.
Okay, we won't talk about him anymore. Greg Oden. Good signing?
I like it. I like it for the Heat because they need a big guy. And if they don't use him, Birdman. Like I said... Birdman. He's... No. They need some guy that's going to go out and rebound and block shots. At least alter some shots. So I like it. Makes the Heat better. If he can stay healthy, they're obviously a better
team. Which is basically a 0% chance of him doing it.
There's like a 1% chance there that he plays like 5 games.
Was he drafted in 07?
08, I think.
So he's actually over 30.
I doubt that. He's right. Late 20s, though.
I mean, he definitely looks like he's 60, but he's probably...
He was
like,
a senior when he graduated, or was he a freshman? He was a freshman when he graduated.
Okay, so he's like 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to hurt them. He's not going to help them.
How much did he get paid? Not much.
Minimum. Like $300,000, whatever that is. $365,000.
Are you talking...
Why was he out there for that long? I'd take him for minimum.
Yeah, 2-year minimum.
There was like 5 teams that wanted him. He was just taking forever to decide.
Basically, he said it's because they're not going to use him early, but let's face the facts. He wants a ring. And that gives them their best chance to go and get another ring.
There's so many other teams that give them a better shot. The Heat are not going to win again.
With Greg Oden, maybe.
Well, they do have LeBron. I know you hate LeBron, but the guy is the best player.
Speaking of the fucking faggot. Who just came out and said that he'd be a beast in the NFL? Oh, Dez Bryant.
Get off my boy,
Dez. You're so fucking stupid.
Who said that? Oh,
Dez Bryant.
He said LeBron
would be a beast in the NFL. LeBron would get fucking killed because he's a pussy.
One hit, and
one
he's
hit,
done.
He's done. Okay, but that's the same with pretty much every basketball player.
Okay, but okay. Not every basketball player comes out and says they could play tight end.
LeBron said that
not recently, but he said it.
He was joking though.
He definitely wasn't.
Did he say that? Or
yeah, he said he wanted to play tight end for the Browns.
Well, what about Phil Simms saying he would coach LeBron so he could play quarterback, and saying he would be a good quarterback?
I don't know. Because
of his passing ability on the court.
He never said that.
He said that. You can look it up.
Quarterback, LeBron quarterback, you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. Phil Simms is the idiot. He's the one
you
that
agree
said
with
that.
Him.
I do not agree with him. I just said that's what he said.
You literally just agree with him, and he is your boy.
Why? You guys turn that story right around.
Phil Simms is his boy or LeBron?
Phil Simms.
Phil Simms is not my boy. That guy's an idiot. All I'm saying is that's what he came out and said.
Okay. A little rapid fire here. Back in April, Gabe said Rick Porcello was an ace.
I did not say
he
was
an ace. What is he now? You said he was going to be really good this year.
Okay, that is obviously Aaron being stupid after 3 straight starts.
What's your point now when Aaron's being smart?
I messed up. I said he
was
going to
trade
decent.
You a 1 and a 2 for him, and you declined.
You did not.
It was basically that. I offered you like Cliff.
You did not even offer for him. You said he was garbage. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. He might be good the rest of the way.
You didn't say Mike.
You
said definitely would be
his
solid.
His K rate was up. He had pitched like 22 innings with just solid ball. I'm like, maybe he turned the corner. Because his K rate for the year was up, not just for 22 innings. All I'm saying is he fell off the deep end. He is garbage.
He didn't fall off
so
the deep end.
So I'm eating crow here.
He never was good.
Yeah.
I'm eating crow. I was wrong.
Horribly wrong.
Pretty badly wrong.
Any thoughts on Percy Harvin?
I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because, I guess, I just don't want the Seahawks to be good with him, I guess.
You don't like the Seahawks?
Oh, I guess I like Russell Wilson and like Pete Carroll as a coach, but...
And that one cornerback.
I guess I just want Percy to eat some crow for...
How about eat some crow and not be your favorite phrase?
Well, I'm just bringing it back today, so...
Why? What are your thoughts on Percy, I guess?
I just... Like, all the people coming out and saying they're hoping for him to get injured, and then the other half saying, I can't believe people would say that. I just don't care.
You don't care?
He's not on the Vikings. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. If he doesn't,
yeah, don't affect him one way or the other.
Okay.
Like, if he died, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't cheer for him to die, but I wouldn't care.
Right.
That has no effect on your life, I guess.
No.
Yeah. Okay, here's a story. So Gabe's his boy, Alfred Morris. Your boy.
Yep.
So they were in Washington at the practice or whatever. They were going around showing people pictures of Bryce Harper or different players and asked to see if anyone knew who he was. And your boy Alfred Morris was like, "Isn't that Tom Brady?"
No.
Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
He wasn't serious though, right?
No, he was. And you remember when I, you know how sometimes I say, "Oh, he was." Well, and I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Maybe he literally does not follow baseball
or football.
Tom Brady's a quarterback.
I guess yeah, you could put that together too. But that's pretty bad. Did you see that his Mazda's getting pimped out? Whoever makes
what are you talking about?
He drives a 91 Mazda. And
ooh.
Alfred Morris.
Okay.
And the company that makes it.
Because he was like a last round draft pick, so he's obviously
taking,
driving some shitty car.
He's well, he's keeping it to be grounded. He could obviously go out and buy a decent truck or
dude,
whatever.
10 years of our salary is a 7th round pick's pay for 1 year.
But they're redoing all the upholstery.
Okay.
All the, you know, everything. Basically just tricking it out. He goes, they might even throw a CD player. And he goes, I want the same car just for it to look new.
Might even throw in a CD player.
CD players? What is this, fucking 2001?
That's like,
dude, it's
that's
like for Morris. He's driving a 91 Mazda.
Gabe's.
What? You brought up him talking about Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
you're
talking about some
it.
Mazda he drives. Who cares?
It's newsworthy.
Dude, just try to be better.
He could drive just like a normal-ass car, I guess.
He can,
he's
but...
Just being an idiot, I don't know. You could pimp out a pile of garbage, but it's still fucking garbage.
You can make $30,000 a year and buy any vehicle you want.
Not any, but any like normal vehicle.
Right.
Right.
Next? Yep.
Do you guys have any topics that you want to talk about? Because I just burned through all of them.
You said you had a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through them really fucking fast.
What do you got?
You want to talk about how bad the trade deadline was?
Okay.
Well,
you can start it off. Trade deadline.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
And the Twins were terrible.
Yeah. Who did you want them to move?
Trade Morneau.
Yeah, but
no one wanted Morneau.
Morneau was
terrible. The Orioles made an offer for him, I guess. All they wanted us to do was to pay his salary, and we got a decent prospect, but we didn't want to pay it. So now we're just going to pay it and not get a decent prospect.
They did that 2 years ago with Kadire and Kubel, too. Like, Kadire wanted
to
be...
Well, they wanted to keep Kadire, though.
Yeah, but Kadire said he would have came
weren't
back.
Weren't they,
he was
like,
willing.
Weren't they, like, somewhat in the race at that point?
2 years ago, not at that point. But
Kadire, that was the year that Kadire was the only good one, wasn't
it? Kadire said he would
that was Joe
help
Mowers.
The team out by, if they traded him, he would probably re-sign a contract with the Twins. That's how much he wanted to stay a Twin. And they, like, no, we're just going to hold on to you. And then not even re-sign him.
Okay, but that's not legal, so they came out and said that.
It wasn't
they would have got tampering charged. You can't do that.
Well, he said I would possibly. He didn't say he would. It's not tampering because you don't know what's going to happen.
It's the same thing.
Not technically.
No, because technically.
Yes, technically.
No.
But, no, the Twins, I really like...
I didn't want Kadire. I wanted him to leave, I guess. Wasn't a big deal.
Well,
he's not good. He grounds into like 400 double plays a year.
All I'm saying is, with his ability to play all over the field... Put him at second base, and you get
play
him.
All over the field poorly.
Nick Punto played all over the field. Should we get him back?
No, Punto was garbage. But all I'm saying is, Kadire at least could hit 280 with pop. Put him at second base. Take a few more errors, but yet you're getting production at second.
You know
base.
How little ground he covers at second.
Obviously, you don't need to cover that much.
Why are your favorite two players Kadire and Ponder?
And Punto.
Ponder, not like no. I like Kadire, not great.
So you're saying the second base position defensively is absolutely worthless, is what you're saying. It's not important at all.
Look who we're running out there for at the second base position. We're running out.
Yeah, Dozier. He's
Dozier.
Decent.
He is not decent.
He'd be a solid 8-9 batter. I mean, they're putting him at 1-2.
Yeah,
it's obviously awful, but...
a 4-5 batter. Well, not a 4, but a 3-5 batter.
Bat third.
How is Trevor Plouffe this year?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Is he?
Yeah. He strikes out, like, every other bat.
Which is okay, because once Sano comes up, you don't have to try to find a place for him. Just cut his ass.
Okay.
That's not
why don't they trade him?
What? Twins don't trade people.
He is actually batting, like, 240, 250, which surprised me, because he's been really fucking bad.
That's one hit every four at-bats.
They traded Danny Valencia to call him up, so...
How is Valencia doing? He's still garbage.
I don't know. I think
he got suspended for roids, dude.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, apparently he wasn't on the right stuff because he couldn't hit it out of the park.
Him and Chris Davis. Chris Davis probably pissed clean.
Yeah. They probably traded piss.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I fucked it up.
Anything else, I guess?
So what made you decide not to keep Brian Matthews for the fifth straight year?
I haven't looked at the keepers.
Well, I've kept him twice, and I had
and he had done nothing to justify keepers with two previous.
To be fair, though, I wouldn't have traded my first-round pick if I knew that only three people would keep less than four. I just assumed...
Yeah, but in that one episode, you did say Mike McCoy, bro. And then you didn't keep Ryan Matthews.
I know, Notch pointed that out to me the other day when we had lunch.
I totally forgot you guys had lunch. Saw it on the face nuts. Got anything else?
And you comment 3 seconds later.
What did I say?
Beast.
It's a terrible comment. Gabe, do you have anything else?
Cole, what do you think the Vikings record will be this year?
We already did this.
We talked this about this already, Gabe's.
Did we? What podcast?
Well, maybe he wasn't in this one. I bet that was one of Alge's.
It was one of Alge's.
Well, we can hit it quick or just cut it off.
I think nine.
We can hit it quick.
Seven.
You said seven. Did you?
I think they're going to be 7-9. Because I don't see Ponder taking the next step.
Well, they won 10 games last year without him taking the next step.
You said 7-9.
7-9.
I think I said 7 wins last time. I'm bumping up. I'm bumping up to 8.
I think you said 6 last time.
Solid 8-8.
You think AP is going to break Emmitt Smith's record in 2017? Like
that is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking seen.
He might break it eventually. He's not going to break it in the year that he predicts he's going to break it.
And week.
Well, they said he said week 16,
2017.
Like, he actually was doing the calculations when they asked. He goes, well, I've been in the league 7 years, and I got, like, 9,000 yards. And if I play another 7 years, and I got, like, another 1,000 or another 1 or 2 2,000-yard seasons... He goes...
Wait, you play another how many seasons?
9 or 7.
Okay, he, 9 would be a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, but... Well, he would have to play 8.
Because he'd be like 37.
Well, in order for him to do it by week 16 of 2017, you'd have to average 120 yards a game.
So he's not going to do it.
No, but if he averages it 99 yards, it would be week 16 of 2018, and he would break the record.
He'd be so fucking old.
Well, he would be... What is he, 27, 28?
Right? He's not going to average 99 a game.
That's actually not that hard.
He is beast. Like, nobody ever thought he would come back and do what he did last year.
Everyone thought that.
Nobody thought that. And if you did, you were straight up lying to our listeners.
Well, we weren't doing podcasts then, so I don't think we were lying. But.
Anything else, or should we move on?
We can move on if you have something.
I don't. Well, other than that ending segment or whatever.
Okay. Move on.
Move on?
Unless you guys...
You're first, dude.
Check us out at rantcity.podomatic.com and leave us a comment there. We want comments, for fuck's sake. rantcitypod.blogspot.com, 5-star review on iTunes, and facebook.com/rantcity.
Follow us on Twitter.
I'm going to do my would you rather first, because Gabe's is decent and mine sucks. Okay, and coalesce. Wait, you brought one, didn't you?
Yeah, but you go first.
I'll go first, and then, yeah, we'll just do whatever. Is it good? Oh, it has to do with me.
Not really, but kind of. I'll go second.
Okay. Maybe we'll just save Cole's, though, for last.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Don't matter, we're going to...
All right, would you rather be an analyst with Gruden and Jaws for NFL games every week for the entire season, for an entire season, one season.
You
one
already
season.
Ruined mine. It wasn't those names, but you're gonna...
But you can't provide any of your own commentary, and you have to just agree and give compliments on all of their analysis.
So basically, yep, that's right, John.
Or be Tebow's bitch boy for the entire season. Like, cleaning up after him, hauling his pads and shit. Just anything. Getting him Gatorade.
Well... God, this is tough.
Actually, neither one of them are too bad.
Yeah, they're just...
Being Tebow, you get so much attention being Tebow's guy.
Yeah, but then you could be on TV.
Yeah, right. And you get to chill with the legendary John Gruden, so...
Well, and if ESPN knows you're, like, Tebow's bitch, they're probably going to ask for your opinion. Because, obviously, Tebow trusts in you.
Actually,
why do you want to be on ESPN?
Actually, probably not.
Not one person will ask for your opinion.
That would be like if they asked for Tiger Woods' caddy's opinion on shit.
No, it'd be more like if you asked Tiger Woods' caddy's assistant. It'd be that down low. What are you going with, Gaze?
I'm gonna have to do. What is it like every day with Tebow? Like, does it, or is it just like?
So it's an everyday thing, or like we'll say 2 games a week for whatever reason they're doing 2 games. So they're doing like a Thursday and a Sunday or something, or
well,
Sunday
I would probably
Monday.
Just
so not practice. You don't have to clean up after practice.
No, I was talking Gruden and Jaws.
So it's 2 days a week for Gruden and Jaws, and then every day for a year.
But it's only when Tebow's at like practice facility or at games.
So every day.
Yeah, but you don't got to. Because he works out at home, you don't have to go there.
And if they're breaking down video on Monday or something, and he wants someone to massage his back or something, you have to do it. No, I'm just kidding.
I was thinking, well, no, I would probably do the John Gruden Jaworski thing, just because it's
the amount of time.
Yes,
and because they're your boys.
Yeah. They're not my boys. That's why it's
you do understand.
You have to agree with everything.
Yeah,
because it's like 3 hours,
and you have to say. That's great analysis, Gruden. It's great analysis, John.
There's a wrench into it.
You two are brilliant, brilliant men.
All
right. And somewhere... Okay, how about this, though? You have to add in here that Tebow, mid-season, sometime, probably bye week, he is going to go circumcise some kids somewhere else in the world, and you have to be with him.
And you have to hold the penis.
Yeah,
you have to. While he cuts off...
Well, if we're getting in this in depth, obviously I'll stick with my first one.
You're going Gruden?
Yeah, because I can, like, grip my teeth and just be like, you know what, you're just...
And you'll
you know you can't hold little kids' penises with your teeth, Gabe.
No!
You'll forever be known as Gruden's, like, best friend.
Yeah, but I don't
you know... No one knows what you're doing with Tebow.
People are going to know. He's all over...
But they know
they're
he's there, but they're...
You.
Yeah, they're not filming
say,
you.
They're just gonna say, "Get out of my shot, fat ass."
If they take a picture of the penis when he's cutting, they'll make it to your hand, but that's about it.
Why did you say penis?
That's what it's called.
I'm sticking with the first one.
Just you're going.
You
through.
Guys went so in depth and ridiculous with the Tebow thing.
We went in depth with Gruden and Jaws too.
Yeah, but you guys went above and beyond with Tebow, talking about. The circumcising.
Okay,
thing.
Take
not,
all that away.
Well, then it's obviously going to be Tebow.
And so,
because like if you're saying if you're never going to be seen or anything, so be it. You just got to go to the practice facility and you're done.
Okay, so you are taking final answer.
Final answer. Group. Well, final answer. If we're just doing the normal Tebow bitch thing, then I'll be Tebow's bitch.
Okay. You are Gruden.
Gruden and Jaws.
Me too.
Yeah, because you love them.
I love Gruden.
I don't care for either of them, I guess. Gruden's not that bad. Jaws is fucking terrible.
Yeah,
Gruden
sucks.
He just flat out sucks.
What if it was Gruden and Merrill Hodge?
Could it get any worse?
Gruden, Merrill Hodge, and Jaws.
That would just be the trifecta.
And,
And Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
I better go.
I would just pray that... Stephen A. Smith would be there so I could have some company just bad-mouthing these people.
I better go next because one of mine was kind of similar to one of yours. Would you rather be on a 3-man broadcast team with Matt Millen and George Carl? And every argument you have with them, you lose. Or... or take one blindside hit from Ray Lewis once a day for a year.
Oh, you're gonna die.
You're not even gonna see it coming.
Do you get permanent physical damage from these hits? Or does it just hurt like hell temporarily?
Hurt like hell temporarily.
Is he still on?
But there's no long term effects.
And you are wearing pads.
Well, then I think it'll be so bad.
Well, it's definitely gonna be bad.
It's gonna be bad.
Especially when you don't see it coming.
Well,
is he like full speed?
Yeah, he is 100% full speed.
But there's no long term effects.
Not long term, probably like a cracked rib at some point or something.
Yeah, but you can't breathe with a cracker. That would be painful as shit.
Yeah, and it just fixes itself.
Yeah, but so would losing every argument to Matt Millen and George Carl. I'll let Gabe's go first here.
No, I'll defer to you to let you pick.
I'm taking Matt Millen and George Carl. Only hoping people don't hear me over both of their wheezing and Matt Millen's grunting.
I would just take the shots.
And maybe they... wouldn't hear Matt Millen because he's just over in the corner for some reason.
I would just let Ray Lewis destroy me every day for a year.
Every day for a year.
So there's no brain damage or anything.
Like, you come out of it...
Right, no, nothing like that.
You're like, oh my god, that sucked. And then you just... That
wake up the next day.
That sucks so bad. Because you'd be dreading it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe after a month, you'd like, be like, all right, this is going to suck, but I've been through it, so...
Yeah, but still, every day, you got to wake up knowing, all right, 10 o'clock, I got to go get freaking drilled by freaking Ray Lewis.
No, you don't know the time.
You're just walking out, so you got
to... Well, you have pads on, though.
So you're...
So how do you know? You have to walk around all the time with
I'm
pads
sitting
on.
In my office, going to sit down and... BAM! Okay, I'm going to do the Matt Millen thing, because there's just too many variables.
I think maybe if it was like a third of the time, like every third day or fourth day, maybe, because then you can at least like heal between days. Those injuries are going to start to pile up. Yeah. I'm taking Matt Millen.
I'm with Tay on this one.
And you
I'm taking the shots.
You're taking shots. That's a ballsy move, man. Finish with Gabe's Would You Rather here. What do you think, man?
You gonna read it up?
No, you got it.
I like to remember it.
I laughed quite a bit when I heard it.
Would you rather have Mel Kiper's hair for a year or have to listen to him every day for a year talk about college prospects?
For an hour a day.
For an hour a day.
You have to have his hair.
I guess I'd probably just go with the hair. No! Everybody, I mean, I shave my head every 2 weeks.
So
I don't know.
You have to upkeep it too. You just can't like grow it out.
So you have to shape it every day. It's not just always like that.
It's gotta be looking good. Like you're ready to walk.
All right. Well, now the thing is, I don't actually hate Mel Kiper nearly as much as you guys do.
You hate him pretty bad.
It's just filling in that hour. No, I just really love.
Yeah, but it's gonna take an hour to get that hair like that.
That's true. So yeah, I'd go with listening to him. I don't hate him.
I
so
would
I
feel like
it's going to cost a shitload to get hairsprayed.
I feel like it would be somehow more time efficient for me to listen to him than actually just sit and fucking shave hair for an hour a day.
I would probably listen to him too, just because I don't hate him that much.
You just hate his hair.
He's so bad.
His hair is bad, or
his
he
hair
is bad?
Is bad. It's like, seriously, dude. Let's catch up with the times here. So I would listen to him, because I actually...
How about this? You don't have to spend time. The hair is just like that for whatever reason. You just have to walk around with it.
You're still going to be the guy known with Mel Kiper's hair.
Probably not. Most people you walk into walking down the street don't say, Mel Kiper! Especially if it was you. I'm sure there's other similarities. Or me.
Yeah.
Or actually none of us. None of us look anything like
it. I would just listen to it, just because
you have to wear his
be...
glasses.
Yes.
You have done it once, so why try to make it worse now?
Okay, so we're all going with listening.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Alright. How do you want to end it? Just end it?
Yeah.
Just fade out?
Fade out to the funny shit said.
Later, coal miners.
Peace out.
Later, guys.